Today we'll talk about a fairly crucial subject about faith. And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him. You can forget about what I preached earlier, but you don't miss this one. Our faith is the key to be blessed by God. We need to learn, first of all, what is faith, and secondly, how to gain and expand our faith, and the third, after we have certain signs of faith, the actions it correspondingly requires us of, and finally, use our faith to acquire descendants, wealth, and positions. And by faith, even Sarah, who was past childbearing age, was enabled to bear children, because she considered him faithful who had met his promise. And Abraham, by faith, Abraham, when God tested him, offered Isaac as a sacrifice. He who had embraced the promises was about to sacrifice his one and only son. So from Abraham came descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as countless as the sand on the seashore. Joseph was sold to the Midianite merchants by his brothers for 20 shekels of silver, and he was brought to Egypt and bought by Potiphar a slave. And then Potiphar put him in prison. Joseph is man of dreams. When he's young, he dreamed of the sheaves of grain of his brothers gathered around his and bound down to it. And in another dream, where the sun and the moon and the 11 stars were bowing down to him. Though there were a lot of hardships taking place, by faith, Joseph was put in charge of the whole land of Egypt by Pharaoh when he was 30. He held on to the dreams God gave him. Realize having dreams is one way God speaks to us. God speaks to us via many ways. The revelations when reading Bible, as I mentioned earlier, is one way, and dreams from God is another, as well as a thought that is given to us when we are pressing in His presence. God talks to us through a clear thought printed on our minds. As we seek Him, He will reward us with Rhema. Rhema is the direct wisdom from God. In Psalm 119, psalmist praise God's words. Oh, how I love your law. I meditate on it all day long. Your commands are always with me and make me wiser than my enemies. I have more insights than all my teachers. For I meditate on your statute. I have more understanding than the elders, for I obey your precepts. I have kept my feet from every evil path so that I might obey your word. I have not departed from your laws, for you yourself have told me.